Hello.
Start that again.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Walkie Movies with myself, Nick. And it's winter, we're fully into winter, as you can see. But it doesn't stop the trips to the cinema, does it? It's been a funny few weeks. Funny few months. There's not really been a whole lot that's been out recently that I've either wanted to see or have had the chance to go and see. That's the other problem. So there's a few films that I just didn't get around to seeing because of the times, days they're on, and they weren't on long enough, frequently enough, just at the right times. But there are two films out this week that I am able to go and see. So the film that I'm going to see today, that I'll be talking about today, is Wonka, the latest film from Paul King and Simon Farnaby. They wrote the Paddington films together. Paul is the director of those films, and they've come back together to make this new interpretation of Willy Wonka, which is kind of, well, from what I've gathered from the trailers and whatnot, is a origin story of sorts of how Willy Wonka came to be. I guess that's the way it was. So Timothée Chalamet, never get bored of saying that name, he will be playing Mr. Willy Wonka, and the cast is made up of a load of British comedy greats like Rowan Atkinson, Tom Davis. I have talked before over the years about my love of the Paddington films, and it's even more surprising because I never cared about Paddington as a kid. Like, I was never really into the cartoon, never read the books. He was just that bear that ate marmalade sandwiches. But those Paddington films were so special, and no, I don't think anyone expects them to be as good as they are, and I think most people do kind of hold them dear as like modern classics. So this is really no surprise that I'm excited to see this film. The film came out Friday. I'm recording this on Sunday, what day is it? Why you get wonky camera? 10th. Sunday the 10th. God, that was really hard. You know what it is? I didn't open my advent calendar this morning. That's what threw me off. So it's been out for 2 days. Came out on the 8th. Comes out in America this coming Friday. Not sure why the gap of a week, but there you go. I think what came in America. So the Boy and the Heron came out this week, the latest Studio Ghibli, but no other like big films came out or anything. So comes out next week in America. Is already out here. I'm seeing it the day after my dear wife and daughter went to see it. They saw it yesterday with my mother-in-law. We were supposed to go together, and we were going to see it yesterday, and then today my wife was going to go back with my daughter to see it, my mother-in-law, and I just said, come on, you don't want to see it twice, especially 2 days in a row. So I said, look, why don't you just go with your mum, I'll go and see it separately, it's not a problem. So that's it. So I've heard what they've got to say about the film. They were massive fans. My daughter proclaimed it her favourite in the world of Wonka. It's not what she called it, but it's what I'm going to call it. Having seen, obviously, the two adaptions of the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory book. Obviously, this is not based on the book. This is just based on the character created in that book. So this is a whole new story. But yeah, she really enjoyed it, which is great, you know? And I'm looking forward to it. As I said, because I love the Paddington films so much, I have been really looking forward to this film. Coming up, we've got coming out Aquaman 2, whatever that's called, and The Boy and the Heron comes out just after Christmas over here. And I'll see both of those films. I only want to see one of those films. That's The Boy and the Heron. Yeah, I will be seeing, I imagine, Aquaman as well. But, yeah, it's been a long time, and I'm really hoping that this kind of gives me what I'm looking for. And maybe get me in a festive spirit a bit, because I'm a little bit of a Grinch. Generally, I'm a bit of a Grinch. But this year, just really not feeling the Christmas spirit. I don't know why. So I'm hoping that this warms the cockles of this cold heart, I guess. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I hate going into a film too excited, because that just leads to disappointment, right? And no one wants that. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that this film will deliver. And that's it. So, with that said, on this windy day, I don't know if you can hear the wind, but this is another thing that's weird with the weather at the moment, why it doesn't feel very Christmassy, is because it's like 10 degrees. It's not really cold. The wind is quite cold, but, you know, look, my jacket isn't done up. I've got a gaiter around my neck, and my headphones on, keeping my ears like kind of warm, but other than that, you know, it's not really that cold. Some days are cold, but generally it's quite mild. That doesn't feel like Christmas to me. But anyway, so I will go, and I'll give you my thoughts of Wonka after this. So I have now seen Wonka, and let's start off. It's a mixed bag, which makes it sound like it's worse than it is. It's not. But let me start with a few things I didn't like. I'm not convinced with Timothée Chalamet in the lead, which is a problem. When the film is about him, he wasn't bad. I just think at times he felt a little bit out of his depth. I can't really explain it any more than that. Just that at times, yeah, I wasn't completely convinced with his performance. As I said, it wasn't awful by any stretch, and there were times when he was really working for me, but just overall, I was a little bit disappointed in that. I think the pacing was a bit of an issue. I felt it was a little long for what it probably needed to be. It did feel a few times that it kind of dragged, especially the first half of the film. In the middle, there were bits there, certainly, that I felt it was kind of being dragged out a little bit. I wasn't sure exactly why. And it wasn't Christmassy enough. It's not a Christmas film. I mean, there's a lot of snow and it's very wintry, but it's not really a Christmas film. So those are things that I wasn't completely hot on. The rest of the cast were fantastic. Lots of nice little cameos and stuff like that. You know, so many kind of famous British comedy actors and comedians popped up, and that was obviously really nice to see some people you wouldn't normally see in a Hollywood film pop up. The songs, I enjoyed most of the songs. Neil Hannon of the Divine Comedy was the guy who wrote the songs, and yeah, they were pretty enjoyable. So that's good when it comes to being a musical. I mean, I'm trying to think how many songs there were in the film. Not loads, like under 10. A nice amount, I think, for a musical. The film itself, it looks absolutely stunning. it is a beautiful looking film. I don't know what the budget was for this. I imagine it had quite a hefty budget, but it looks it, especially in like the last, you know, third of the film. There's some really, I mean, there's nice things throughout, but some of the sets in the final bit were really great. And Hugh Grant's Oompa Loompa, great stuff. I mean, he had a fantastic turn in Paddington 2 as the main villain, in a role that I hadn't really seen him do before. And, you know, I mean, I feel that he should have been nominated for awards for performance. He was so, so good. He's not in this film anywhere near as much, or enough, actually. That could be another argument. But when he's in the film, he's really good. So, that's another positive. I mean, overall, I mean, did I enjoy the film? Yes, it's a great film. It is a great film. And it shows as well that the Paddington films weren't a fluke, because you could definitely feel, there were definitely things that happened in this film that, you know, felt like they could have been taken straight out of a Paddington film. And that's not a bad thing at all. But, yeah, I mean, he has made two fantastic Paddington films. Now he's got this new film, and they're all really, really enjoyable. Did I enjoy this as much as the Paddington films? I don't think I did. But I enjoyed those films so much that it's not like an insult to say that, because they were so good, and this is still very, very good. What am I going to give this? I think I'm going to give it an 8.5. And of course, I say, should you go and watch this film? And at the cinema, yes, you should go and see this at the cinema. Like, it is a really good film. It's a great family film. It's probably not going to have much competition this season in terms of family films. So I can see it being very popular. The screening I went to today was quite full. Friday, when we actually went to buy the tickets for the Saturday, the car park was really full. And when I asked in the cinema how busy it'd been, they said it was really busy. It'd been really busy that day. So I think it's going to do well. And I hope it does well, because the Paddington films outside of the UK are quite cult films. They didn't do well at the box office. They had quite small releases for some reason. And, you know, I think people found them and appreciated them rather than went to the cinema and enjoyed them. So, you know, with a film like this, I think it is going to be a big hit, and I hope it is a big hit, because it deserves it. You know, and do I want to see more? Does it leave room for a sequel? Well, I'm not sure. I think so. I mean, the obvious thing is to turn around and say, well, you make Charlie and the Chocolate Factory again, which of course you can do. But I feel with the age of this Wonka and the story they've told so far, I think there's a lot more story to tell in regards to what led up to the start of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I guess. So yeah. So I would, you know, if this is a big hit, if they want to make more films, I will be there for them. And, you know, if this one was so good, you know, look what he did with Paddington 2. Took a great film, made it even better. I can definitely see future films in this universe being even better than that. So, yeah, I'm pleased I saw it, and I hope you also come to a road. I better not cross. Well, I might as well finish this off. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. I can see why it's going to be popular. I can't see how it's not going to be popular, and it deserves it. You know, it is a really good film. It's entertaining. It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's not Christmassy. I will stand by that. I don't think it's Christmassy. But yeah, what else can I say? Except go and see it. What else are you going to do? Go and watch Wish? No. I mean, I imagine, you know, obviously going to see The Boy and the Heron as well. But as we're not going to get that for another month, then, or another few weeks, then this is the game in town if you want a family-friendly film. So go and see Wonka. Thank you very much for watching this. There will be another review this week. I'm coming back to the cinema tomorrow night to see another film, which I will talk to you about in a future episode. And until then, as always, Flynn lifts.